And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 3rd of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the writer Dave Barry, born in Armonk, New York, 1947. Dave Barry, who said, "If you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, that word would be meetings." It's the birthday of the poet William Henry Davies, born Newport, Monmouthshire, Wales, in 1871, who wrote the lines, "What is this life if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare." It was on this date, 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ended, started out as a skirmish, ended up involving 160,000 Americans on both sides, ended with the charge of General George Pickett's Confederate troops. 12,500 troops went up Cemetery Hill. Half of them did not survive. It's the beginning of the dog days of summer, 40 days of usually hot and humid weather. The term came from the ancient Greeks, who believed that Sirius, the dog star, which rose with the sun at that time of year, was adding to the heat of the sun. It's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born in Prague, 1883, who suffered from an authoritarian and abusive father, and so the son escaped into writing. He went to work for an insurance company that specialized in workplace accidents. He was a good employee. He did well there, though he suffered from chronic illness, much of it psychosomatic. Then in 1917, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis, had to retire, died in 1924. Kafka asked his friend and literary executor Max Brodt to burn all of his work when he died, and Brodt did not carry out the request. And so we have his novels, The Trial, The Castle, and America. And it's the birthday of M.F.K. Fisher, born in Albion, Michigan in 1908, Mary Frances Kennedy Fisher, best known for her essays about food, about cooking, including her book How to Cook a Wolf, which came out during food rationing in World War II, in which she wrote, "When the wolf is at the door, one should invite him in and have him for dinner." Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer, "Last Day of Kindergarten." In the photograph, the boy is ecstatic, set free, a young king, everything ahead of him. There is nothing he can't have if he wants it, and he wants it, as does his friend beside him. They're ready now to ride off together and slay dragons, rescue the world. It's all here in the park after the last bell. It's here in the green summer they have been released to. It's here in their manhood. They've only finished kindergarten, yet they understand freedom and friendship. They're on top of the picnic table. They're on top of the world in their tennis shoes. They have raised their arms. They are such men as could raise continents. They have survived. Look how their fingers reach the sky, and their legs are sure as horses. Their bodies will forever do anything they ask. Last Day of Kindergarten, a poem by Marjorie Sazer, from I Have Nothing to Say About Fire, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.